Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo! Is it okay if I go, yo? No? Is that dated, Chris?
No, I like it.
You promise? I don't sound like some, like DJ from the 90s? Yo! It's the fun show. Get your day started and get ready to go with your DJ Joe. No?
We got a ticket giveaway coming at 8:49.
Ooh, we got a ticket giveaway at 9:49. So get your fingers ready and those numbers in your brain. It's going to be insane. Do they still have that DJ?
I think that DJ is definitely at strip clubs right now.
He's also at comedy clubs.
Yes.
I don't know what. God bless the comedy clubs, but every now and then we'll get that one guy that works sound that. Come on, y'all can do better than that. Let him hear you. He's back there, you know, getting ready to make you guys have a good time.
They always like to say a hall right.
All right now.
All right now. It's like there's an H in all right.
All right now.
Get your singles ready for these jokes.
Get your.
Make sure to go ahead and tip out your waitstaff.
Yeah. Get those singles ready for your waitstaff. That's funny. That was good. Dude, we were in San Jose, bro. We were all in San Jose, but you didn't come and see us.
I was right down the road, man.
What happened?
Man, Warriors game. Game three, man.
Game three. Well,
a 41-point blowout, by the way.
No.
Which...
Now, I know it's your team. Well, it's not your team. It's your daughter's team, which indirectly makes it your team.
Right.
Because then you would be a sucky dad.
Of course.
So, and then here's what I hate about girls that like sports teams. Even though AJ is a premium basketball player, college basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
So she's basketball on another level. Plus, she comes from basketball balls. She came from your balls made her.
That's a weird weird imagery. But
well, okay. I mean, think about it. Your balls have the basketball genes. It skipped with Andre, little Andre. But the producer side came out of you that day.
That's the left testicle.
The left testicle made...
It's the creative. That's the creative testicle.
The creative... the creative juices were in your left testicle, and that went to Dre.
Yes.
Little Dre, who I wish they would make a little doll out of. I think they should make a little doll out of little Dre. That would sell like hotcakes. Yeah. I love that kid. And then... the athletic balls, which is the right side,
testicle.
Which is purely athletic talent, and that went to AJ.
Yeah.
So respectfully, she's allowed to be a basketball fanatic because it's in her blood.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I don't like, she still picks her teams by good-looking guys, and I get offended. I'm offended by that. Don't judge that team solely based on the looks of one man. That's not cool.
It's a little sexist, actually.
Well, that's what she does. It's sexist.
It's a lot sexist.
Your daughter is sexist.
Yeah.
He is good. He is a good basketball player. I don't need to know how good looking he is.
I think she learned to appreciate the talents later.
Later. Way later.
But it definitely started with the looks because he was injured for the first 2 years. So.
Yeah, and she thought he was still good then.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's riding the bench, and she's still bragging about what he did on the bench. Yeah, the Warriors won. You should have seen the suit Steph was wearing. I think that's the reason why they won. No one can wear beige suits like Steph Curry.
Right.
Dude, you remember those suits they used to wear in the 90s?
Oh, God.
Okay, let me say something about these suits in the 90s. I think it all started with Deion Sanders. He was the king. Oh. I think Deion Sanders was the original OG. You know, red suits with like red gaiters.
Or the pinstripes and the...
massive pinstripes. The wide pinstripes. Yeah. Not even the close together ones.
Yeah.
Like one pinstripe every 2 inches.
Like he never wore human clothes.
Those weren't even movie set clothes. Those were literally cartoon clothes coming to life. All and then all of them wore it, man. Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
All the top-notch players were dressed like that.
And when I look back at the footage, I'm wondering, did they get those suits tailored? Or did,
all
were they
of those were tailored. None of those were off the rack. Are you kidding me?
But how?
Who sells a multi-panel teal suit?
Look how bad
from Cross Colors. Cross Colors.
Look how not fitted they were, though.
They were awful. Oversized.
So ill-fitted, right?
They look like they came from the set of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. These massive men. They're massive on TV.
Yeah.
Like their suits were too big?
Are you kidding me?
So it was like zoot
Charles
suits.
Barkley would wear the Beyond zoot suit. Barkley would wear... First of all, Barkley is the biggest man alive. You know what I mean? Like, they're all big... Yeah. But just Charles looks big.
Right. He's huge. Yeah.
Even when he was in shape, he looked out of shape.
Right.
You can't tell from looking at him on TV that he's that huge because he's always around huge people.
He's even bigger now.
And he has that soft voice.
He's always next to Shaq. So
that doesn't matter. He still makes Shaq look small. And Shaq is the biggest man alive. 7'1", 400 pounds. Are you kidding me? And Charles is dwarfing him? Chase, do your Charles. This is funny. He just discovered he could do Charles. Go.
Man, if you want to know something about basketball, you want to play real basketball, this is what you got to do, okay? You got to dribble the ball down the court, and that's how you play real basketball.
That was good, huh?
That was nice.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. Actually, that was a lot more articulate than Charles.
Oh, the last soft of words, but here's the words of the real soft.
Now, there you go.
Got it. Thank you. Now I know how to do it. Now I know how to do it. Thank you,
yeah,
Joe.
Like his tongue is heavy. Charles always has, sounds like he has a mouthful of something. What were we talking about? Oh, the zoot suits, right?
Yeah.
And they would rock these outfits, man. And right. it was Kenny Smith was notorious too.
Yeah.
Kenny used to rock those too. Yeah. But what's crazy is the minute, I think his name was Carl Sager, the sports announcer.
Yeah, yeah.
The minute he started wearing it, they stopped wearing it.
Right.
The basketball players.
Yeah.
Cause I think they finally realized, holy shit, we look stupid.
We look like we're in a circus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Carl kept wearing it.
Yeah.
And then
he went way out with this.
He was still wearing the same things they were. That there's no way, no one went way out. No one did. He probably has all of Dion's old suits.
Was this like before Dumb and Dumber? Like, were they trying to do like Dumb and Dumber suits?
Bro, look at that! Look at this! Look at this!
Wow,
those are all. See, that's Carl Sager though, man.
Yeah,
you got to pull up some old Dion Sanders. If you guys want to type it in Google Carl Sager, but. A lot of people should, not only is he a great post-game rap guy.
Yeah.
Man, he is the reason why he put those suits to rest. He laid them to rest. And he should be awarded for that. He should get a plaque. The reason why NBA players stopped dressing like they were on the set of, what was a movie with zoot suits? I can't even think of something.
Like an old
Malcolm X had it in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, with the big hats and Spike Lee.
Yep. Detroit Red.
Allen Iverson.
Hey, that's a trick question. Who's Detroit Red?
Malcolm X.
Damn. I think...
You kind of led me to that.
Yeah, answer. I led you to the answer.
Yeah.
He didn't know for sure. What is that? You're pulling up the wrong... Loxamana.
Deion Sanders.
Yeah, but not now. Like Deion Sanders and then say... and then write like crazy suits.
Not now. That definitely...
But that's still awful. That looked like a sleeping bag with really nice shoes on.
That's not now. Allen Iverson kind of changed that game too, though.
Yeah,
because he came in and was like, I'm not wearing...
But then he started dressing like like he was from the streets. Like he was a rapper.
Well, I think that's how he dressed.
Yeah, he was dressing like idolizing, the rappers.
No, I think that's how he dressed, though.
Yeah, but it has a lot to do with his influences were rappers. He was dressed like
every... I think it's the other way around.
Hell no. You think rappers were dressing like Allen Iverson?
I think rappers
were... Hell no, Dre! You're wrong again!
Hold on. Rappers were dressing like...
We will fight
like,
all day, Dre.
Rappers were dressing like dudes from the street. It doesn't go the other way around.
No, you're way wrong here. You're talking about a...
How?
Because he went to Georgetown, bro. He went to George.
What does that mean?
He went to Georgetown and he was influenced. He went when he was like 17.
He was from, he's from Virginia.
And
he's from the streets of Virginia.
His influences were Snoop Dogg.
No, we're not going to agree on this.
But can you at least click the red one? Click the red one.
The green one is pretty.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. But that's still like older. I can find some that just, he's got a mustard one with. Anyways. Carl Sager put an end to that.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Did you like that era of basketball? I feel like that's the era that kind of, like, I loved Allen. I thought Allen was amazing. Never won a championship, though. But still one of the greatest point guards of all time.
Absolutely.
But that era was that whole...
The cornrows and the...
Cornrows and that, the attitude. It went from, like, the respect of the game, respect of authority. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Shaq respected and you know, his authority, mm-hmm. and made him a great player. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it was Pat Riley or if it was Phil Jackson,
yeah.
You know what I mean? The man was...
I think it was...
They don't have that anymore.
I think it was a different generation of kids that came in the league. So, like, you go from the Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, Hakeem Olajuwon.
My mouth is watering.
Vernon Maxwell.
Yes.
Nice call, man.
Yo, that team was hot, bro.
Yeah.
Houston team, I can name a lot of players on that team.
Who, by the way, did not respect authority. But...
Yeah, he didn't respect authority.
Yeah.
But I get you.
But I like him.
But it was a different ball game then.
It was a different era.
That era right there, Vernon Maxwell and all that, those were called dogs, man.
But then
they came in to punch people and knock people down. That's when it was a contact sport.
Yeah.
Not this Olay bullshit they're playing now.
Oh, yeah.
What's Olay?
It's Olay. And they just fucking Olay.
You can't touch anybody. Anymore.
You can't even touch anybody, man.
The rules are different now because you used to be able to hand check.
Fools used to drive elbows into cats' hips, man. And they can't do that anymore.
Now you can't even touch the offensive player.
It's like LeBron. Yeah, as great as LeBron is, but there's a reason why this fool is hitting triple double. You heard him. You heard him say it.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've been saying this for years now. We've been saying that. Like, you watch a. That's why everyone like understands why Michael was so good, because when New York was battling the Chicago, man, those were wars, bro.
Yeah.
Wars where they were grabbing each other, throwing them. They had those Jordan rules where they were like, he ain't coming into the basket. We're going to sacrifice every player.
Yeah, he's going to get an
grab
elbow.
Him by the neck.
He's going to get.
Don't let him.
Clothesline
him.
Damn.
And that fool was still scoring. I love the one where Patrick Ewing is falling down, and on the way down, he grabs Michael's jersey to take him down. Because Michael went for the dunk on him, and Pat's like, fuck that, we're both going down. And he grabbed his jersey, and they were falling down, and that fool still made that shot. And the intensity on Michael's face, it's still iconic. That's like one of the most iconic. It's one of the most iconic. Like, that is basketball at its truest definition.
Right.
The look on Michael's face was like, man, fuck this game.
You know what I mean? How did they not put that on a t-shirt yet?
Bro,
Nike?
Am I right, though? You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Where he just looks at Patrick's face, and you could just see it. Like, you're not going to stop me, man.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it. It's pretty – that's when basketball was good, bro. They changed the game, bro.
I think Jordan would average 40 a game in this league now.
Yeah, his
I mean, because – now you can't impede the progress of the offensive player.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost impossible.
Yeah. And then on top of him being offensive, just truly great.
Yeah.
Like, he was just blessed. You know, he's kind of like how Steph is right now. He's just truly blessed.
Right.
Like, there's something in his hands that God gave him.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think that dude knows what the fuck he's doing. Sometimes he shoots and runs towards the other side like, oh, yeah, it'll go in.
Here's the question. Would he have survived in that league, though?
In
that era of the league?
I think so.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that. The offense would have been set up differently. He wouldn't be driving like he does.
Right.
He would literally be a Steve Kerr.
He'd be a shooter.
Uh-huh. He would strictly be a shooter.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Because he would be their handicap if he walked on the floor. Right. For sure.
Yeah.
Tiny. He's tiny.
Yeah.
Those cats in that position would be destroying back then.
Right.
But you know who played good basketball? Chase, you got to see this guy. The dancing that he does. And you know what he said to me? You know what he said to me, Chris? Want to know what he said to me? We're on the court.
What?
I just want to learn that one dribble where it goes between the legs. and then he shot the ball between his legs and it flew across the court. You know what you remind me of? The Office, when they all were picking basketball players, mm-hmm. and then Steve Carell picked the black guy, and then he started playing. He goes, "What are you doing? Why are you playing like this?
I remember that.
What happened?"
Did you get that a lot?
Everybody wanted me to play sports, but I was like, "Nah, I play NBA Jam strictly."
This is what I love about strictly NBA Jam. This is what I love about Chase DeRusso. One, his name is not intimidating at all. Two, look at the smile. Even when he's mad, yeah. He's got that smile. He's got a charm about him. But I'm telling you, you cross this guy. There's no middle ground.
Switch?
I seen this dude snap on stage three times already, and it's quite frightening, man. It's quite frightening. He puts a little street in there.
I can't imagine.
There, a little bit of his old mama is in there. A little bit of Louisiana comes out. Little devil squirts out of his asshole. It's crazy. I'm not even joking.
What does it take to get that out of him?
What does it take, Chase?
One of the things I'm working on is I'm trying to access my heart. And your heart is whatever you're feeling at the time is just to let it out, you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So any opportunity that I have, if I feel something, I want to start, you know, taking it in there.
That's a healthy approach to life.
Right.
Chase.
Because by nature, thank you.
No, that wasn't a compliment. That wasn't a compliment.
You're going to get yourself killed for sure.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, obviously.
It's good.
I get what you're saying. But I've been...
There's one thing accessing, and then there's another thing going to, like, the emergency vault with all the weapons. like, what are you accessing? You got these lasers just being drilled into these... I think it was two ladies and one guy. You just decapitated during the show.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like, oh, shit, Chase. Like, he was mad, Dre.
Were they heckling?
Bro, you want me to do it word for word? Or no, we shouldn't do word for word? Yeah, word for word. Shut the fuck up, lady. Shut the fuck up.
No way.
Swear. And I was like, oh,
what?
Chase? Are we good? Are we good? Fuck. And then wait a beat, and he'll go like this. Where was I? Back to Chase DeRusso. So funny.
I shut him up, though.
Yeah.
I imagine so.
I said, this entire entity, we're all an entity. We're all an organism right now. And you're the tumor. Shut up.
He said that. It was one of the greatest things I've ever heard. I was like, he needs to write that down and always say that. He said that to this one lady. Called her a tumor.
So were they just chattering during your set?
No, chattering.
But talking loud and disruptive and just being obnoxious. Yeah. And you know what I hate about those kind of people, Dre? Maybe you can break it down, the psychology for Chase and I, because we don't get it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can. But what is it about a person that does that and then they get in trouble for it? And then they get taken out. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, you're being like, how do you not know the difference from him joking and being serious?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't lash that out the first time. He gave a couple, you know, preliminary warnings. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There was a couple like, hey, can you keep it down? Like, you're going to get in trouble. Just keep it down. And then finally, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like, I mean, any human knows, okay, I fucked up, right?
Yeah.
But what happens when they get taken out And they're having a full-on argument with security, wanting to call the police and all, and we're going to sue. Like, what is that? What is it that they're doing there? Because how do you not – or then they'll tweet me – oops, sorry. Then they'll tweet me and say something like, I can't believe I got kicked out for laughing. It's like, bitch, no one – if that was the case, then the whole theater right. would have been kicked out. Right. Obviously, you did something wrong, so why aren't you identifying it?
I think over the years, I've been to a lot of your shows, and I think people – they believe they're a part of the show.
Yeah.
They think they're a part of the actual
show.
Like
show.
They think you're just talking to them and nobody else.
Well, that and they think like you're – okay, so let's say they're being a little chatty and you kind of make a – you poke at them a little bit.
Yeah.
They think that now there's this interaction between – that. You know what I mean? Like they think they're a part of your show now.
Oh.
And so now it keeps
so
going.
So they think that is a show.
They think that's a show in itself.
Fucking weird, man.
You know what I mean? Like that,
no, I know exactly what you mean because –
that's what I think.
There was one lady that the whole goddamn show – I didn't want to kick her out because I don't want to do that anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't want – the staff should be on that, you know? At the end of the show, she tells me – I know they fill these goddamn waters to the brim. I don't understand. They don't give you any like.
How they do that.
They don't give you these bottled water companies fill the fucking water to the absolute top where they don't even give you sipping chance. You got to literally go down like you're giving the bottle a blowjob and then lean back and pour it into your mouth. I don't get it.
I swear to God, I would not have missed that little milliliter of water.
Yeah, I mean, no one would have. Anywho, she comes up to me at the end of the show, Dre, and she goes. I was the one that kept saying sa ba 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 ba. Like, yeah. And I'm like,
yeah.
And she goes, "You're welcome." By the way, I'm like, "Are you a fucking idiot?"
Okay,
I hate you.
But what did you actually say?
I just, you know, the oh, okay.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
You want a shirt? Here, let me sign your shirt. It's fucking beautiful.
Weird though. Yeah.
No, they. She thought she was. She.
But
thought
is
she,
that? Is
she
that,
thought she enhanced your show?
But is that behavior? In life?
Yes.
It's in life?
Yes.
So that same person that's in the theater with us, when she goes to her day job, she's also oblivious?
Absolutely.
How, though? How do you not have that? How do you not know that you're disruptive and your behavior is wrong? How do you not know that? Are you turning off something internally? Like you just have this switch where you just you're pretending
maybe
you
they
don't
have,
know.
Maybe they don't have it.
That's bizarre to me. That is so bizarre to me.
I think they surround themselves with people that support their theory that the world revolves around them.
Hmm. So they're always like, but okay.
Look at the phenomenon of trolling. The trolling phenomenon, right?
Okay.
Like that behavior is dysfunctional,
ooh,
right?
Ooh.
But. It's rewarded on the internet. You're rewarded for being a troll on the internet, right?
Ooh.
So then people start trolling in real life. They become these obnoxious assholes in real life, and they don't think anything's wrong with it.
That's so weird. That's so weird to me. I don't get it.
It's like if we got we were in a debate, for example,
okay.
right? And I, it's almost a. I know you are, but what am I?
Mm.
It's almost that.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are, but what? And you're trying to have an intelligent conversation with me.
Yeah,
and that's my reply for the next 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and then
yeah. Which I've had.
And then I think I'm winning.
Yeah.
By doing that because I'm going look how much I'm getting under his skin.
Ooh, I get what you're saying. Yeah. What I'm saying is the person that I'm trying to have an intelligent argument,
mm-hmm.
but the other person is so defensive and probably just knows that they're not right, but they're constantly saying...
Your frustration would be my win.
Yeah, they get off. They get it.
Yeah.
They get off on that.
Yeah.
Even though they know they're wrong, they would rather just bury this mm-hmm. argument by saying, nope,
mm-hmm.
nope, nope, you're dumb, you're dumb,
exactly.
You're dumb.
Exactly.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, there's this Mark Twain quote. It says, never argue with stupid people. They will drag you down to their level and then beat you down with experience. They're dumber
ooh,
than you.
Mark Twain was rapping.
Yeah. The original comedian.
Yo, that was a Biggie Smalls lyric. That was so dope. Read that again. That was so good. I want to make a shirt.
Never argue with stupid people. They will drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience.
Baby.
Baby.
They are. Baby. Oh. After every sentence, you should have said, oh. Yo, that is so true. They will beat you with experience. They're experiencing stupidity.
Yeah.
There are people that are masters at that.
Yeah. Is it that they, okay, when you do something awkward or, God, when you know you're doing something wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing where I can literally feel hairs on the back of my neck just crawl up, and I can feel beads of sweat come off the top of my head. You know when I'm lying, man.
My body temperature goes up.
Yeah, bro.
Like I'm like,
I get so, and to try and stay in that lie is fucking impossible. That's why you hear me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, and then I'll go, and I'm probably lying.
Yeah.
I always do it because I'll get a little bit of information, and I'll expand it, and then I'll embellish and put some other fucking additives in there. And then finally at the end, I'll go, and I'm probably lying.
That's kind of different, though. That's fun.
I know, but what I'm saying is I just don't have it, man.
Yeah, you don't have that.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a liar. Like, I think we all lie.
Right.
I'm just saying I have that gene that will fucking set off. The cop will catch me. Are there people that don't have? Do you not have it, Caitlin?
Well, what happens to me is my face gets really red.
You're that guy.
I can feel my face getting really
burning,
red.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it
bro.
It gets really hot, and I can feel myself getting like a tomato.
Yeah. See? they don't have it. How about you, Chris?
Same as Caitlin.
Really?
I feel the heat.
Yeah, man. It's hard. I've always heard
like you know those the tells like you know the physiological tells of lying. So one of them is you look to the left or whatever.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Which I do.
No. But I have so much. I have a problem because I'm trying to control my eyeballs the whole time.
The whole time
I'm trying to keep a lie, I'm like trying to control my eyeballs.
Yeah.
Right.
Why do they say that about the left side? Is it the left side of the brain? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're looking for the creative part of your brain to come up to the yeah.
Wow.
It's like one side of your brain is memory and the other side is the creativity.
And so that's what it's looking for?
So if your eyes go one way, it means creative versus actually trying to remember something properly.
Yep.
So did you hear that, everyone at work? You talking to that person that keeps looking to the left? Leave that bitch. That bitch is a liar.
And if you must lie, just channel it from your left testicle.
Ooh, I like that.
The creative testicle.
Yeah, the creative testicle. That's where Dre's from. No, I know. You don't have to explain a callback to me. I'm a master at it. You're taking my course, motherfucker. Bro, that's crazy that no one has that. I mean, not no one, but there's people that don't have that. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Huh, Chase, can you even understand that human?
The one that you had that fight with
in the audience. Can you even understand that person?
No, I don't understand that.
I don't understand.
But that's a learned behavior, right? Like you've been conditioned and done that since a kid, though. You don't start doing that at 18.
But some people like to be, like you said, the troll. Mm-hmm. Some people do. I think they genuinely like to be the heel. Like when you watch wrestling, the bad guy's always the heel.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they just want to be the heels. Like, yeah, I got kicked out of the comedy club over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's their story.
Just so they can have a story.
That's their tale.
That guy kicked me out of the comedy club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's so weird.
They want to be able to have a story.
Now with every mention of you ever is going to be that story. And they're always going to have that story.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that asshole.
For two years.
They have a connection to you now.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. That's your story? Kill yourself.
Yeah.
Go get a real story. Go get a real fucking story to brag about.
Yeah.
That's not something to brag about. How much of a fuck up you are. Straighten your shit up. Those are warnings. That's people telling you indirectly, hey, you're fucking up. Stop. It's time to grow up, man.
Yeah.
What do you go? You catching a yellow bus to school tomorrow? And I don't mean the short one. Just the regular one, man. The short one's too good for you. those people are better in life than you are.
For sure.
Like, for real. Not even trying to do a bad joke right now. I'm being serious, man. You're worse than that person because you've been blessed with the gift of life.
Yeah.
The ability to be, what is that kind of thinking? to be able,
critical.
Yeah, critical thinking. Yeah. You've been blessed with it, but you don't know how to use it. Who are you, man? Find your identity.
Somebody doesn't have heart. They don't have heart.
Yeah, you don't have a soul, man. When you touch your pulse, does it feel like ice? When you cut your fingers, do you feel it? Access that shit, man. Be a human. Don't go into general population if you don't know how to act. Stay on the fucking yard. there's a place for people like you. Sag your pants. Let them know who you want.
God damn.
That's deep.
That was.
And the messed up thing about us, and it shouldn't be this way, but those people that suck stand out more than the thousands of people that you entertained over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
look
they
at
do.
How awesome those crowds were. How awesome and receptive.
San Jose Improv, amazing.
And the people you remember are the three or
the
four
ones that
were
stand out the most for some reason.
Yeah.
But you got it's because we shouldn't think about them so much. We need to start. We need to just let that shit go.
Yeah.
Let that shit just bounce but it's, off.
But I can understand how that's difficult because when you're in the moment, you're trying to do a show for a room of, let's say, 300 people.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have three that are ruining it for everybody else. You know what I mean? And so, like, you have to control that. I mean,
because we're fighting for the 297 that actually want to have a good time.
Yeah, you can't ignore it because they're ruining. I mean,
399.
My bad.
Okay.
He said three people.
Huh?
He said three people.
Yeah, but your subtraction was 300. Yeah, but my shows were. I mean,
I know
it was over 400.
I know he said 300.
I
know.
I'm just throwing a number out there.
But
300 minus three is 297.
Yeah, but we did the wrong math because that was my audience. My
I didn't
audience
mean to
was,
start a math debate.
We're not arguing semantics here.
But
we're talking.
That's, see, my left side is my Asian side.
So you have a room of 402 people.
It was like 416.
Right.
It was the average.
Right.
And
16 sold out shows. But I mean, come on. Just stay focused, Ray. Talk
I'm
about
trying.
What we're trying. Like, it's not about numbers.
Yeah. So you have 428 people.
Can
right.
you do the, can you type that? Four times 18 and then give me the number. I'm sorry, Dre. What is that? Tell me, Kayla.
So you have 456 people in a room.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's 416. Fair? Is that fair?
416. Don't exaggerate. No. 416.
Is my arm eyes?
Counting
eyes
staff.
Moving?
Counting staff.
Oh, counting staff. Yeah, shit, close to five. If you want to round up, yeah, five times that by 18, that's what 9,000. So yeah, about 9,000 human beings in San Jose area that I am responsible to make laugh.
10,000 if you count everybody at the Mac store that you invited out.
Hell
to the show.
Yeah, that's right. Boom.
So you have 12,000 people in a room.
Thank you. Which is an arena.
And you're worried about these two people that are messing it up for everybody.
Drives me nuts, man. What do we do, Dre? How do you do that?
There's nothing you can do.
You can't? Do you?
No, because there's going to be two more assholes next week.
Damn. So we just push forward.
Just push forward, man. I had a guy.
And you're not just talking to us. You're talking to everybody.
No, this is it. All walks of life.
Yeah.
I coached the game on Sunday morning.
Okay.
Basketball game. Mind you, there's a 14 and 15-year-old girls.
Yeah.
And the coach of the other team told his girls, and I quote, "We ain't going to get out-thugged out here. They slap you, you slap them back."
That's coaching?
And then
That's fucking coaching?
And I looked at him. And I turned around, and he goes, "I don't know what you're looking at."
What?
And I was like, "Bro, can you just coach your team, man? What's that energy?" Is
what
so,
is that?
And it's the same thing we're talking about. It's just that energy you bring. Mm-hmm. So towards the end of the game, guess what happens?
What?
One of his girls actually slaps one of my players.
No,
not intentionally, but the energy's in the air. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, now we're on something good here. Because that's the guy that comes to our audience.
Yeah.
That's the guy. That's the guy.
Yeah.
How does he not know, Dre, that that's wrong?
I have no idea.
And then why are we rewarding it? There's officials there. That at that age level, there needs to be strict rules. This isn't the NBA.
Right.
We're not talking about millionaires here, where your decision costs thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Where if you eject this player out of the game, you could have a sponsor that's going to be like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Who's that? Who's that ref that kicked out Steph in the first fucking quarter?
We
paid for fucking Under Armour ads. Like, there's a lot of responsibility there for that referee. You know what I mean? There's a lot of fans there that paid a lot of money to see this guy play. So, yeah, he gets a little cush when it comes to the fouls.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's NBA. We're talking about girls, 15-year-old girls. We're talking about the clock doesn't stop ticking when the ball goes out of bounds because people have to go to work.
right.
This isn't a real officiated game. Okay?
Yeah.
It's still kind of like street ball kind of loose rules kind of shit.
Yeah, to a degree.
It's organized, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We got officials. It's a little bit more organized, but it's not the NBA.
Well, my thing is at that age, you're still teaching and molding the minds of young people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, so why is that behavior rewarded? Because this is how the committee should come down on that. Because there's always this kind of violence in kids' sports. Mm-hmm. And I say kids because they're kids, 15. I don't give a fuck if you're a teenager or whatever.
Absolutely.
You guys
kids.
Are kids. Yeah. No, but they treat it like it's adult. You know how these parents are. They think they're going to the fucking NBA finals, man. It's like, yo, these kids just want to go home and play PlayStation and eat Twizzlers.
Yeah.
You guys are the ones that want to fight and kill. Yeah. Like fucking calm down. Why the committee should crack down on these people?
There is no committee. In youth basketball, there's no committee.
Well, then there needs to be some strict rules that go out at the beginning of the year that this type of behavior or this type of coaching, you're out. You're never coming back.
Yeah.
Because that's not coaching.
It's ridiculous.
Anything that has to do with violence, you're gone. If you become violent, you're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember you recommended one of the most awesome documentaries I've ever seen, by the way, and we watched it the other day, the LeBron documentary.
So good.
It's on Netflix. Just type in LeBron, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And there was a scene where that coach was, you know, they lost a season or whatever, and the coach was like, I realized that I was so focused on winning, getting the points, that I lost focus on the fact that I'm supposed to be
a father.
Cultivating these people to be men.
They need
to be men.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, do you realize that at 14, your brain's not fully developed?
No, not at all.
So if you're putting that kind of shit in their brain, what do you think's going to come out at 21?
Exactly.
What person are you putting back in society? It's crazy. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
And so it goes back to your point. It's like, what is it in that person that makes them, you know, that makes them behave that way?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's so cool that you said that.
I didn't know that thing about 14.
Yeah, because now you got me concerned about Joe's music. Because my son is so heavily influenced by this music. Mm-hmm. But the music I listen to, I mean, we had our bad, dirty music too.
Absolutely.
The 2 Live Crew is the Migos now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I heard 2 Live Crew when I was a kid, I was like, holy shit, are they really saying this? This is the most disgusting shit in the world, and I love it. And I love this cover.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I was all for it, man.
Yeah, everyone was. Yeah. But I mean, my mind was being shaped by that, right?
Yeah, to a degree, but it falls back on parents, though. I mean, like, if you're going to let...
So I got to let Joe know that this behavior that they're talking about...
Are you going to let Lil Uzi raise your son? Then that's what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're not. That's not what's happening here.
Yeah.
You're still doing the parenting, right?
Yeah.
So that's the way I look at it, at least.
Okay.
My kids listen to all that, you know, and they have since. You know, my daughter's listened to all that since she was 10, 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's okay, I think.
Okay.
So far.
But I see these kids, man, getting in. Like, they're so influenced by this new era of rap. I mean, my son alone already has 2 kids that he knows that are 15.
Oh, I was like, what?
Dropped out of high school.
He has 2 kids?
I was like, what?
No, he has these 2 kids that he knows.
These
that
friends. Got, yeah. Kids friends. That he knows, right.
Well, I want to say kids.
I get you.
That got kicked out already, out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were kicked out, went and got face tattoos. And I'm just like, okay, now that's what happens there now? Like, is that's just bad parenting? Is that like, like, obviously the influence was the music.
Yeah, but how do you go get a face tattoo?
I don't understand it. I don't get it. Yeah. How did you get that face tattoo?
Man, I don't even think it's the music. I think that's not the music. That's deeper than that, man. Because, like, your son listens to anything. He watches anything. And that's how we grew up. Like, mm-hmm. I know you watched any movie that was on
TV.
That's
true.
You're not a violent person.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not a violent person. I loved anything
except
with fighting.
Except for last weekend at San Jose.
Right. Verbally.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's a different thing.
I mean, you still could have went to jail for it.
I get you.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
I get you.
No, you... No, but go ahead. What were you saying?
You've already grounded him in reality.
Yeah.
And there are people that are grounded in reality, and they look at stuff, and it's just entertainment.
Got you.
I think some people, the problem is people idolize this stuff, and they don't understand the difference between entertainment and art. You know what I mean? It's art.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they don't understand that someone is doing something artistically.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They actually think that's reality.
Right. Right.
That's true.
And if you're looking at, you know... a rapper who's, you know, successful and they're making, you know, millions of dollars doing what they do.
Yeah.
And they have a face tat. It's because their life is kind of set in that direction.
Yeah, it's done.
Like, what are you going to do with that face tat?
Nothing.
If you don't get into entertainment or
you can't go to Barnes & Noble with it and fill out an application with the number 6'9" tatted to your forehead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've kind of made a decision that you're going to be a rapper until you're 60 years old.
You made a decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the people that troll during shows, their art is trolling.
And that's what they're going to be.
And we don't like those shitty artists in some of our places.
That's
so they
bad
just get
art.
Kicked out.
That art makes the good art look even better.
Exactly. Ooh, that's good. I like that.
So then who's just as guilty? Would the people that hang out with people like that are enablers? And they're doing it because it makes them look good to hang out next to them? Because there's people that hang out. There's always that group of people. Like, okay, here's a perfect example. Whenever I take pictures with people at the end of the show, there's usually a group. There's always that one guy that you can tell is the comedian of that group.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's on over. He's in sixth gear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's trying to audition for me or whatever, but all of it. And it's just, it's bad. It's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
No one's laughing. Everyone's doing the courtesy laugh. Like,
yeah, he tries to bust your balls and it just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even hang out with you in this room for less than, 5 minutes that we're together?
Yeah.
You guys are with him all day? You guys call him to hang out?
But he's probably a good time, though. Do you know what I mean? Like,
he pulls his pants down and jumps in the jacuzzi?
Yeah, he's probably that guy. You know what I mean? Like,
he could shotgun a fucking tall.
They probably don't hang out with him on the regular, but he's that guy that you call when you want, you know, the lampshade on the head.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's that guy.
He's the guy that you all hate together.
Yeah.
That makes the group stronger. Like Judas in the Bible.
Yeah. He's Judas without a knife. So he's dead. But that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
They all bring him in because it makes them look better. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see that.
And if you have that guy in your group, that's weak.
Yeah. I want you guys to know this.
Get him out.
I want you guys to know this.
Out.
This is coming from the hip, you guys. We all know what you're doing. We're all on you. We know what you're doing, man. We get it. It's called smoke and mirrors.
Yep.
It really is. You all got some shit that you're trying to hide, and then you bring in the fucking court jester with you, dancing and shit. Because you don't want us to see the shit you're doing. We see it. Get rid of that. Get rid of it, you guys. You can do it. You don't need to hang out with that all the time. Maybe you guys should just say, hey, man, slow down. Or just go back to high school.
That's a whole other part of that, though.
Yeah.
Is that guy was probably the guy, you know, the popular guy
in
high school.
And it's killing him.
And he can't go back to high school.
Yeah.
So he takes high school everywhere with
everywhere.
Him. Everywhere he goes.
It's the Ed Bundy. Is it Ed Bundy?
Al Bundy.
Oh, yeah. His name was Ed. What was his name in real life?
His name is
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
Al Bundy. He's the Al Bundy.
The time he scored those 4 touchdowns in one game.
Hey! Such a great show.
That is part of the phenomenon, though, man.
Man. This is good. This smelled good.
Yeah, man. Got some stuff out.
We got some stuff out. Everyone, hey, you're allowed to vent, you guys.
Today.
Yeah. This is a therapeutic session.
This felt good.
We're speaking for you. If you're listening, you know what we're talking about. Just sit there and really think about, who the fuck is that person that I hate the most?
And if you can't come up with anyone,
if you're,
it's probably you.
I don't know. What do we do? Do we weed those people? I weeded those people out, man. My group is so small right now.
Follow them.
Literally, the people inside this studio are literally the people I call friends.
Yeah.
This is it. It's like Chris, Kalen, Chase,
friend group
and
is
you.
Super small.
I got rid of all of it, man.
Yeah.
I got rid of the cocaine friends. Yeah. I got rid of the fucking weed friends. They're gone, man. I got rid of the fucking bullshit friends, the gambling friends. Yeah. They're all gone. The drinkers, I got rid of those fuckers.
Yeah.
And I make it sound like I had a lot of cocaine friends. I had two guys that, that literally blew their restaurants up their noses. And it's just like, I can't. I'm done, bro.
Yeah. But even still, it's not that you let go of the people that like drink or that do all this other stuff. It's just that the people that's their life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's their life.
That can't be your...
There's a difference.
There's a difference between people that can sensibly... have fun,
yeah.
And then the people who just off the rails all the time, they wake up for it. When the sober them is somebody you can't interact with, that's when you don't need that person in your life.
If
you can't handle the sober version of that person.
Yeah. Ooh, that was good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sober person is actually worse than the drunk person. Holy shit. How shitty are you that alcohol straightens you out? Ugh. God. I dated this one girl. It was just a couple dates, Kaylin. And she could drink, right?
Yeah.
But she was that kind of girl, like the next day, you could smell the alcohol coming off her body.
With the report.
Oh.
Yeah, it was that. It was just this, ugh. And I'm just like, ugh. Like, I just, that you can't be with a person like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not a way I want to end the show. That's not how we end the show.
No, that person is the same person as the person that we're talking about purging from your life. It totally goes together.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You are who you fucks with.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's deep.
Yeah, man,
that's a T-shirt.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's it. That's who you are is who you fuck with, man.
Who you fuck with, absorbing shit wise.
You absorb everything.
Yeah.
We are human sponges, man. That's what we are, man. Whoever you're standing next to all the time, you literally morph into that person. I guarantee it. All that negative shit you watch, all that negative shit you do. I'm telling you. That's all it creates, negativity.
Yep.
I'm a firm believer in that, man. Create a beautiful wall, man.
And be careful what you speak.
Yeah.
The words are the most important thing.
I like you said a beautiful wall. Like your wall is your friend.
Your wall is your friend, man. Build a human wall of great. Put greatness in front of you, man. Build it. You want to be successful? Then build a wall filled with successful people. Watch what happens, man. You only grow. I'm telling you. Make that decision soon, you guys. Quit listening to that fucking voice inside that says no. Like, sometimes your voice is there to help you, but there's also that voice that wants to hold you down.
That voice is louder.
Yeah.
It's louder, man.
Wow, I like that. The voice inside is louder. Man, we can write all these down and make T-shirts.
Yeah, right?
Listen to that small voice whispering to you. Man, you can do it. You know that voice?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. You can do it. That one.
That voice.
Don't listen. When, no, don't do that. Are you fucking out of your... Hell no. How are you going to pay your rent? What about health insurance? No, you can do it. Just try. Just fucking try. No. Don't listen to that motherfucker. I'm sitting on his face. That's why he's whispering. Man, that was fun.
Yeah.
So now you know, you have an option. I'm talking like John Lovitz to close the show. You have an option. It's up to you. What do you want to do? You want to be an asshole? Then be an asshole. But here's the thing. I don't want to hang out with assholes anymore. See you later, asshole. That was good.
That was good. Yeah. What does the whisper voice say after the asshole says that he's sitting on his face? Because the whisper voice always has the last word. You got to listen.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Please get this asshole up my face.
That was fun, Kalen.
Always fun.
I think we know what to do.
Yeah.
Just keep laughing, you guys. Enjoy life. Surround yourself with positivity, I'm telling you, and listen to that small voice inside. It's telling you something, man. Whatever it is you want to do, do it. And the guy that isn't doing it next to you, don't listen to that guy. Don't follow his lead. That's not a leader. You're in the back of the train. Go all the way to the front. Be the conductor. Take everyone for a ride. That shit is more fun. I'm Joe Coy, you guys. I love you guys. Chase, you're the shit. Dre, welcome back. I can't wait for you to fire yourself again. Kalen, let's go.
Love you, Joe.
Koi Pond, we're done.
Okay, okay. We met in private college. She's from Toronto. Yeah. She would tell me stories how she used to hang on Queen Street. I thought, well, that's ironic, cause she looked royal. But I paid no mind cause she was acting like she needs me. I thought I had no time, so I would make her way. Yeah, now who'd have thought that she would walk away?